Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Keyshawn, Josh, and Jay Williams. Ready coming in from Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2 with Tinder and Jodeci at 6 o'clock Eastern time, 3 o'clock on the West Coast.
You know, we coming off weird evenings.
Oh, my God.
Key, you ain't heard about no ghost profiles? No ghost apps?
No, I don't, Jay.
I know.
I don't deal with apps, and I'm not getting catfish. So
yeah.
Alan tried. Not going to happen, dog.
Alan yesterday tried to have like an over-under Keyshawn getting catfish at 3.5. I said, I'm hammering the under. That's a zero, because there's no way that's going to happen.
All I know is I listened to the show yesterday, and Key was like, I need a profile. I'm like, I can't. Okay. All right. Yates, get in here, please.
Well, he became our DAE, our date app expert. That became Alan Yates. That's his new title now. He's going to have that on all business cards, all personal appearances, speaking engagements. That's Alan Yates right now.
If Key's on Tinder, I'm still taking the over. I'm just throwing that out.
Nah. Getting catfished?
No, it's not. It's not.
You got a higher chance. You only got pictures on Tinder. It's a lot of weird things that can go on.
For
the same pick.
No.
Key might like all four
in
picks.
In the words of D.L. Hughley, no.
Key would even be on that. Key would be on something called like Raya. Y'all ain't know what Ray is. Key would be on Raya. It would be different. It's another level.
Okay.
For a different category of people.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's the same, principle.
That stuff is too scary for me, Jay. I know.
That's what I don't think you would be on it in general. I'm just saying.
Right.
If you were, hypothetically speaking, Key.
No,
yes. Exactly. Yes. So that's where we were.
See, look, Gates is like, what is Raya? He Googling it right now. What is Raya?
I got my social team on it. Don't you fret.
Get on it.
Apps though, Jay.
Mind blown.
What you say, Key?
I'll be one of the coldest dudes ever on one of them apps, though.
Oh, yeah. You need, like, protection and everything like that. There'd be some people looking for you.
Man, don't
they'll
do the DMs.
See me coming a mile away. it'll get ugly, man. Yes, it would.
From that standpoint, let's put it that way.
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing to communicate via social media or email or whatever.
But like that?
But when they get up live and close enough in person.
Oh, this is what I'm wondering, though, for you, Key. Like, this is what we should do.
Okay.
What would everybody's profile picture be if we were to be on one of these apps? We got to find a good Freddie Coleman profile pic. I know Key got some profile pics out there with his lips all moist. You know, got the hairline right. I know there's some good ass pictures of Key out there. Me, I'm not sure about. But Key might have the best profile picture out there.
We got to find one. I can't believe you used the word moist. And Keyshawn and profile and lips, all the same thing.
I know what you meant.
Put it this way, I wouldn't be a weak brother out there on no profile pic. That's for damn sure.
Key's profile would move. Yeah,
you know,
everybody's profile would be steady. Key's profile, you see it.
Exactly.
That LL Cool J move.
LL Cool Key.
LL Cool Key for sure.
It'd be underneath Keyshawn, Cole Brother. That's what it would be. That's exactly what it would be. Just like that.
You know me, I have fun with life in general. I don't take anything too serious.
Mm-hmm.
But the People magazine, they put all out the top 50, most this, most that.
Here we go.
I mean, come on, man.
They pass over the best
every single time, Jay.
Here we go.
Some of them dudes that be on them things, when you see.
You be like, come on, man. Y'all know y'all airbrushed them.
Not only airbrush, them dudes, they not good looking. They not handsome. They not nothing.
And Key, they be trying to take the picture.
All that is a PR move from your publicist.
And they be trying to take the picture of the dude from like the floor up. Like, you know he 5'3", man.
They're trying to extend the photo.
Like he's 6'5", yeah, Key.
Trying to extend
Come on,
it.
Man.
And then you see, what happened? You got shrunk through and posted?
Sexiest man alive.
Oh, man, my son just the same height as you, and he's 5'. What?
Just don't name names. Just don't do that.
No, I didn't name no names.
That's what I'm saying. No, you're not naming names.
Sexiest man alive, Freddie, and you go, what?
Oh, there's
like,
a lot of that.
Alive.
There's a lot of that.
So you think I should take that off my profile then?
Yes, you really should, okay. Pat Costello. Yeah, and you tried. We give you credit for that. You should really take that off. It's
now
key.
I'm curious who the sexy. Okay.
Okay.
So 2000.
Well, oh, so you looking at?
He's looking at it right
no,
now.
Man, I'm looking at it.
Of course.
2021. Paul Rudd.
Didn't he just say don't give out names?
Well, I'm giving out names.
No, we're not criticizing. He just wanted to know who it was.
I just wanted to know who it was.
He just wanted to know who it was.
I don't know who it is this year because I hadn't seen it, but usually I see them because my wife or whatever, we have the magazines laying around, and I might look at it or whatnot. And
then what magazine she got around, Keith? What kind of magazine she got around? What, Yates?
She got like...
The Rock should be the sexiest man alive every year.
Every year. It's
is
The Rock.
Real?
That's the answer.
How do we get here?
Is that not the answer?
I'm glad you have a take on
it's Dwayne
who
the Rock Johnson.
Man of the year should be.
I mean, get Paul Rudd, get out.
Okay.
Paul Rudd out, Dwayne the Rock Johnson in every year.
Now, granted, your premise is magnificent and frightening at the same time. But I'm with you. If you're going to have somebody along those lines, it should be more considered Dwayne the Rock Johnson than Paul Rudd.
I don't even know who Paul Rudd is, but yeah.
And you do know who Dwayne The Rock Johnson is. I rest my case.
100%.
We backed up his case.
Yeah, Jay, but she really has like InStyle magazine, Us magazine.
All
the go-tos.
The stuff that Hollywood is made of.
Get your face right now.
Because some of it,
he
Jay,
was so disgusting.
I can't handle all those subjects. It's too much for me. I don't need to know what kind of candy bar you ate last night in the garbage that they found.
This sort of stuff is a constant conversation on a daily basis in my household.
It seems like it's a constant source of discontent for you and your household.
Why? I don't care that they pump gas just like us. I don't give a damn.
Or the other person, when they show the food that they're eating, they're like just going like,
I don't care. But
all that stuff. And hold on,
this
I don't
is
want
the
see
world.
That.
This is the world
where
we live in. Mm-hmm. And living in this environment here in Southern California, it's kind of like the go-to. Speaking of that, yesterday evening, I had dinner with our former producer, Evan Wilner, and his wife. And we were having, you know, because they're tourists today. I mean, since they've been out here, they drove the coast there around. And
right.
So we had dinner, and they were just, you know, we should go here, go there. And I'm like, y'all really are tourists. It's really bothering me right now. You're like really looking.
They're going to get in the Hollywood bus?
Yeah, they really looking for stars.
That's what they're doing.
They really looking for stars.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't tell them, Evan, you were with a star all this time when you produced the show. I'm surprised you didn't throw that in the face of Evan and Mrs. Wilson.
I may have, though, to be honest with you.
I was wondering.
Speaking of that, Key, I played golf yesterday with Saquon Barkley at his outing.
Okay.
He looked
that
white,
was Barkley
man.
That you sent the picture of? That was Barkley?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it was Saquon.
That was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know who I thought that was? Ooh. I thought that was the young man from North Carolina that was on the show that played golf a couple weeks ago. That's who I thought. I looked at it. I was like, he must be in North Carolina.
No, that was Saquon, man. He's looking right, looking in shape, ready to go.
He looks like he's ready to run over people on the golf course.
He angry, too.
Oh, I didn't even study the picture much. Sorry, Jay.
It's all right. We understand.
I literally thought it was that kid from North Carolina.
Okay. Now he knows it's Saquon. He's going to give it a double take.
Keyshawn compares Saquon Barkley to a kid from North Carolina.
Yeah, just a random kid.
You know, here's why.
Okay.
Because the picture on a side-by-side by you, it was equal height. And Saquon is short. So I just,
I was taller in the picture. See, I was trying to do me Yates. No, I was tall in the picture.
You were tall in the picture.
I was tall. Yes. Thank you, Freddie.
You were tall in the
picture.
See,
you look like it to me.
No,
that recall came back.
Was there a slope on the green?
No. I was going to say
it was probably like black ground.
Come on, Alan. Stop that.
Hey,
stop doing that. Stop kissing up Keyshawn.
Every time he got to the tee box, so I was like, I need to start doing some like thigh workouts. Or leg. That dude, man.
He got them
tree trunks,
He got them Freaknik thighs from back in the 90s, man.
That's Saquon. That
anybody who was at Freaknik in the 90s know exactly what I'm talking about.
Play not entertained.
Exactly. Exactly.
I hung out.
He raised his hand. I know. All right. I need to hear about Freaknik Dives.
Oh, no, that was my first. That was my first college experience.
See,
ready?
That's one hell of a college experience.
Yeah, I flew in Atlanta illegally.
What? What do you mean? How do you fly in illegally?
Yeah, I want to know that.
Please explain that.
We got to go to break. I can explain during the break and when we come back prior to getting into NBA and the Miami Heat and Kevin Durant.
Exactly. We're going to do a little free thing of our own NBA style because
flew into Atlanta illegally.
Yeah, we're going to get to that story, part of additional content maybe. And also, when it comes to swiping right and swiping left, how much of that's going on between the Brooklyn Nets and Miami and the gotcha involving Ja Morant. That's next on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And this is ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn Johnson and J. Will. Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80 as well as tune in. All right, Key, the floor is yours once again. Flying illegally into Atlanta to a Freaknik. What does that mean?
I flew illegally into Atlanta for Freaknik.
Well, because first of all, one, I shouldn't have been at Freaknik. Two, how the hell did I get from L.A. to Atlanta in the Ritz-Carlton Buckhead as a college student?
Well, we know.
So
well.
That's illegal.
Yeah, well.
What the way that I got
you're,
the
you're
money
kind of
to
already
do
a
it.
Pro.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I don't care. They can't do anything to me. And so,
that's your limitation now?
You know, I got my posse, as Phil Jackson would call it. So I had my homeboys. It was me. My dude Marlon, Derek, Meek, and those were my guys in college, and they're still my guys to this day. And they handled all the agent stuff, so to speak. And, you know, they got a certain amount of funds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you talk about, Jay, flying into Atlanta, because the first time I had been to Atlanta, first time I've been to Freaknik.
Oof.
Oh, and it was Freaknik was in Atlanta, and it was a celebration of HBCU's spring break.
Oh, yeah.
And they came from all over the country. And the Atlanta, Buckhead, Lenox Mall, all that just shut down completely. Right, Freddie?
Oh, I've been there. Absolutely. That's the
first time
down.
I ever stayed in the Ritz-Carlton. So I'm in the Ritz-Carlton. And, you know, this isn't the Holiday Inn Express. This isn't none of that. This is the Ritz-Carlton Buckhead. So ain't nothing but a handful of dudes at the Ritz-Carlton Buckhead at Freaknik. So as soon as you, hey, where y'all staying? We at the Ritz-Carlton Buckhead.
The Ritz-Carlton wasn't ready for it. That's what you're trying to tell me, Keith.
No, Jay, where y'all staying? Oh, we at the Ritz-Carlton Buckhead. Huh? Yeah, we at the Ritz-Carlton Buckhead. We walking around with Louis Vuitton bags. We done burned through all the cash. We done burned it. That's why I said I went illegally. Because if they would have known, I wouldn't have played college football. They would have got me so good. They tried to get me, but they couldn't catch me.
Yeah.
Hey, Key, there was nothing like stunting when you didn't have no money, when you just had a little bit, though. When you knew you were about to get it, though.
That sure.
We had that guap.
Key's like, hey, no, we Jay, had we it. Know, no, we, were like, rolling. We had it.
He was like, no, we were rolling.
Yeah,
I went to the wrong school.
Yeah, we thought we was it didn't come from the university.
We know that. Yeah, I know that.
He's not talking about the university, but he's talking about the crew money. That's what he's talking about.
We had payroll that money coming enough. From a lot of different people. It wasn't USC, but it was people associated with USC.
Freak the
Let me
vibe.
See that hoodie. Oh, yeah, don't give me some.
Have you seen the videos, Jay?
We're gonna do a little gotcha. Involving the Miami Heat, the Brooklyn Nets, and Ja Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies here in Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Jay Williams, Keyshawn Johnson, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman, presented by Progressive Insurance and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPN2. Hit us on Twitter anytime you want to Key J Max, and the phone number 888-729-3776.
Why do you do this slow roll past Yates in the studio like he working with Drake on the late
because
night session?
Because Yates is the slow groove.
Because
Yates is the slow groove. We know that. That's his nickname. That's your nickname for now, A. Yates. Slow groove.
Slow groove.
Yeah. S-G. A-S-G-Y.
Slow groove
Alan
Yates.
Slow groove Yates from now on. A lot of people having a conversation because they saw Miami Heat general manager Andy Ellsberg and Brooklyn Nets general manager Sean Marks. They were seen talking in Las Vegas during the Las Vegas Summer League. And we know about the whole situation with Kevin Durant, Jay, in terms of he made his list. He wants Miami. He wants either Phoenix. And a lot of people saw that conversation. We know how this works in 21st century, where people lost their minds. Everybody threw out the question, not everybody, but just a good amount of people, about how Kevin Durant and Jimmy Butler get along. To me, that's not the question. The question is, how are you going to make this work, the matchup, if this trade is going to happen between Brooklyn and the Miami Heat?
Well, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I wouldn't have my bag of popcorn out just watching Jimmy Butler and KD interact when the games get hostile. I think I would thoroughly enjoy that. But if you're realistically looking at it, if you're Miami, you really can't do this deal. Like, you're not going to deplete your entire roster in order to get Kevin Durant when Kevin Durant says he wants to play with Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, and Bam Adebayo. So, like, what are you going to have left if you were to pull that trade off? Like, you're not going to have any assets. I know that you're all in for it. Now, there have been rumors out there, Key's speculating that, you know, could they try to go for a Donovan Mitchell, KD, along with Jimmy Butler? And what does that look like? But I am going to tell people, and he wasn't available, them not having Kyle Lowry this past season, it was a huge missing piece for this team. Jimmy Butler is phenomenal. I know Kyle Lowry's getting older, but if you're going to use him as an asset to trade, you're losing that type of leadership. Even though he flops and he does things here and there that may annoy people, the toughness and the leadership that he brings to the table is championship caliber. So hearing rumors from The Athletic that KD wants to play with Kyle Lowry along with Jimmy Butler, if I were Pat Riley or Andy Ellsberg, I'm not going to deplete my entire roster in order to make this move happen, because the ask keeps going up for the Brooklyn Nets.
So, Jay, you give me the names again. That he wanted to play with?
So he wants to play with Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, and Bam Adebayo.
Okay, so I'm going to play with those three guys, and that's the four. So that core of those three, that's the Miami Heat. The rest of them dudes, you can go find them other dudes. You can go find them. So you wouldn't necessarily be sacrificing anything, right? I mean, what are you sacrificing? Like Tyler Hero? I mean, like, okay, so who else? Like,
I mean, who else? Duncan Robinson, who was a shell of himself.
But you can go find that, right? You can find a younger one of those that's not going to cost you a whole lot, because you already got your four core guys. In any team, for the most part, they got them three guys in the NBA. And tell me if I'm wrong. The three guys at the front got line guys, and then everybody else just falls in the line.
Okay, I'm with you. If you're Miami, you can go find other guys to fill those roles. But if you're the Nets, what are you getting in return? Right? So is there a third team involved?
It's going to have to be.
It have to be, right? Because I need more assets than Tyler Hero and Max Strus or Gabe Vincent.
Sure.
You know, or Duncan Robinson. I need a lot more in return for KD.
Well, maybe that's that plus some picks. Maybe that's what it is.
Jay said it best. You're going to have to involve a third team.
That's
the only way that's going to match up and make this work for both teams.
But here's my thing, though, y'all, and that's why I keep going back to this whole scenario about, I just feel like KD's going to stay in Brooklyn. Because when it's all said and done, you can have as many conversations as you want around Summer League. But if you're looking to try to get something at least, you know, equal to what Rudy Gobert got, which is the shocking thing, Key, out of most of all, is that we're seeing in real time that the value for KD ain't what we thought it was. Not in the open market. Teams aren't willing to give up that much for him
well,
right now.
The problem that you're going to always have in certain sports as a professional when it comes to superstars, you're never going to get equal value, especially when it's known publicly that a star wants out. Nobody is going to do that. On top of that, there's only a handful of places that Kevin Durant can go to and win a championship. It's the same thing with Dame Lillard in Portland. If Dame was to move, there's only 2 to 3 spots that he may be able to go to. But even if he goes to those 2 or 3 spots, you've got to give value back in return. So what's the whole point of moving him? And I had this conversation yesterday on First Take with Big Perkins, and I was explaining to him, as he said, just what you said. It feels like KD is headed back to the Brooklyn Nets. And my whole point is to do what? To play for them? Well, yeah, man, you can do it. You can get together and they can play. And RC was saying you can get them back and they can play and everything will be bygone. I said, no, it don't work like that, man. When you have now essentially, this is not a relationship, but you have now essentially told Kevin Durant, bye-bye, Kyrie Irving, bye-bye, when you allow them to seek trades. Now those trade partners aren't there. Come back and play for me. I love you again. Emotionally, but people check out. And I know Kevin Durant wants to play basketball. If there's one thing we all know about him, he likes to play basketball, blah, 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 blah. When you emotionally check out of a situation, at some point, the team has to move on.
But see, Key, I feel you on that, but this is where if I were Joe Tsai or if I were Sean Marks, that's fine if we fell out of love, but I'm not going to give you up for nothing in return.
Just because you want
Because
out.
I'm more in love with my franchise, and my franchise is the one that needs to continue to propel forward. So,
yeah, but think about it, though, Jay. I'm not giving you up for something. Just I want you to follow me here. Is it going to be the same, though? Is that kiss the same kiss when I know that my heart and your heart's not in it? Are we clutching hands walking down the street the same? But, or is your hand on top of mine instead of interlocked?
Well done.
We may not be
way.
Even holding hands. We may be walking side by side. You may be walking on the opposite side of the street, but we walking in the same direction.
Or you walking
and my thing
in,
is, also,
or you're walking in front of me and I'm behind you.
I hate people that walk. Don't walk in front of me. You ever have those guys that just walk in front of you? Don't.
Oh, anyway, I had a friend of mine that used to do that all the time. It was like this like alpha male kind of nonsense thing.
I hate it. Anyway, all I'm saying, Key, is at the end of the day, for KD and Kyrie, even if this is your last hurrah, Kyrie's in the contract year now.
Yes, he is.
He's in the contract year. So even if they don't like it, I mean, Brooklyn can say, hey, come back, play for 1 year, we'll figure it out after next
year.
It's
not the same.
I hear you, but it's going to have to be.
It's going to have to be because if they don't have a deal in place, in my opinion, by middle of August, September, then it's not happening. And that's going to be too late close to the season. And then we'll see what kind of holding hands they're actually going to do when it comes to the Brooklyn Nets, KD and Kyrie maybe staying together and not being apart. We're going to get the Ja Morant conversation in about 40 minutes when it comes to gotcha involving him and Michael Jordan and the past. We'll do that in 40 minutes here. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman. And this is what happens when you get your bag and the this's name is Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins. We'll get to that.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
We do that here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN 2. We're doing top seven wide receivers key in new places. Your real rankings, the floor is yours.
Yeah, these new places and the real rankings are receivers that have gone from one team to the next so that you understand the impact in which they would have on their new team in helping them reach to try and reach their goal of getting to the Super Bowl. Number seven. Allen Robinson goes from Chicago to the Los Angeles Rams, replacing essentially OBJ and Robert Woods. This is a guy who had production at times in Chicago with limited quarterback play, much like Matthew Stafford. Stafford gives him an opportunity to really show his skill set along with Cooper Kupp.
Number six
is Hollywood Brown. Sweet Hollywood goes from the Baltimore Ravens to the Arizona Cardinals and hooks back up with his college teammate in Kyler Murray. He will be an important part for the Arizona Cardinals if they want to make a stretch run in an early season favorite for the division because DeAndre Hopkins, the first six games due to NFL suspension.
Number five,
an interesting one here because he really does make a major impact, but as a whole, does the Miami Dolphins seem real to anybody? Tyreek Hill sits there for the Dolphins, losing Kansas City to go with a quarterback in Tua that a lot of individuals feel like this is his biggest opportunity to show he belongs. Ooh, look at that route. That he belongs as an NFL quarterback. In order for him to show that, he's going to have to make sure Tyreek Hill touches the ball early and often.
Number 4.
A.J. Brown, Pat, goes from the Tennessee Titans to the Philadelphia Eagles. As you can tell, the Eagles are trying their best to build around the quarterback of Jalen Hurts. Hurts, as a first-time full-time starter, takes the Eagles into the playoffs. They never had a chance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in that defense, although the young man and Jalen Hurts show promise. Getting A.J. Brown certainly can help him and lift Eagle fan spirits moving forward.
Number 3.
This is easy for me. Yes, James. Nepotism is alive and kicking. The New Orleans Saints go out and get Jarvis Landry at number 3, a dangerous inside slot receiver. If he can return back to form prior to injury and show us some of the things that he did early in Cleveland, also what he did with the Miami Dolphins, this could be good with Michael Thomas because we know what Michael Thomas is going to give you.
Number 2,
a sneaky, sneaky trade that I'm surprised only the Cleveland Browns went all in on, acquiring Amari Cooper from the Dallas Cowboys. They now have a formidable receiver, losing OBJ, also losing Landry in free agency after cutting him, trying to bring him back. It didn't work. They go out, they get Amari Cooper in a trade. Deshaun Watson has a big-time number 1 wide receiver, Pro Bowl guy. They got one in their hands that can certainly help this team get to the next steps, which is a deep run into the playoffs, and possibly, just possibly, depending on what happens with the quarterback and Deshaun Watson, a team that can make a real push for the Super Bowl.
Number 1.
And number 1 is Davante Adams. Davante Adams leaves the Green Bay Packers for the Las Vegas Raiders, and his former college teammate, much like Kyler Murray and Hollywood Brown, Davante goes with Derek Carr to the Las Vegas Raiders, something he always wanted to do, turn down more money from the Green Bay Packers. So what does that tell you about him wanting to get away from Aaron Rodgers to get to his former teammate to help them? Certainly surprised a lot of people in the AFC West, including the Kansas City Chiefs, James.
Keys Real Rankings with Shade Thrown involved. I brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Key, I wanted to ask you about one of my sleepers off your list because I actually like your list. I was going to ask you about Robert Woods because I feel like Robert Woods with the Tennessee Titans, and I know they have a predominantly run game, and I know that Ryan Tannehill, there's some question marks. And obviously losing A.J. Brown, but it still feels like Robert Woods is one of the most productive yet underrated wide receivers out there. You know, it, what, 1,000-plus receiving yards in his last three fully healthy seasons in L.A.? It just feels like he brings that kind of veteran leadership to the table for a team after missing a guy like A.J. Brown. Would he be somewhat around like that 8-9 range on your list?
Yeah, absolutely. But and he probably could have been on the actual top 7 list if he had gone into Tennessee healthy. We don't know when Woodsy's coming back. ACL injury, and so you figure midseason at some point possibly. So his impact is going to be felt when he gets back, and it'll be felt why he's not there, because we don't really know what they're going to do from a receiver standpoint with a veteran guy like that sitting on the shelf. So he certainly fits into that changing of wide receiver to new places impact, no question about it.
You brought something, Jay, Will, in terms of Hollywood Brown going from the Ravens to the Cardinals. We talk about the impact the receivers are going to have with their new team. How about the old teams, where if you're Lamar Jackson playing for a new contract, Hollywood Brown is not going to be there. And I know they're not more of a wide receiver-based offense, Key and Jay Will, because they throw to the tight ends more, they run the football more. But that guy could tilt the field that you're not going to have, for example, if you're Lamar Jackson. Now, Tyreek Hill leaving the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes will find a way to work, make it work with anybody. Devontae Adams will affect Aaron Rodgers with Green Bay, but that one, with Lamar Jackson, not having Hollywood Brown, I wonder how much that's going to shake up that Baltimore Ravens offense just a little bit.
So I'm saying, Keen, last year we kept talking about Rashad Bateman, even though being a very young player, a rookie, right? Like, he was supposed to have an impact on his team. I wonder what his impact will be this year. Because if you're Lamar Jackson, you're sitting there saying, wait, we don't have Hollywood Brown anymore. You know, who am I actually throwing the ball to?
Either Bateman or Devin Duvernay, one of those two, other than the tight ends.
Well, I would probably say because of their passing game, the play-action pass game gives the offense an opportunity for a receiver to slip behind the defenders. If you're running the ball as effective as Baltimore has been running the ball when they're healthy and Lamar is healthy, they're not a big, you know, passing team, so to speak. A lot of their stuff is off play-action, and it allows the defense to freeze so guys can slip behind them. Hollywood Brown, as far as the vertical stretch game, certainly will be missed. But maybe they're looking to fine-tune Lamar's skills in a more intermediate-type situation instead of taking those shots down the field all the time. So it'll be interesting to see. I never try to get in the minds of offensive coordinators in the NFL because you never know what they're thinking.
No Juju, no Marquez Valdez-Scantling?
Well, Juju went with the Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Of course, what? Shocker, James.
Who knew the James?
What do you mean? Making an impact in their new places. They're in Kansas City now. They're going to play with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, those guys aren't going to make an impact?
If you're going to sell it a lot better than that.
Stretching. I'm asking.
It's all right. It's a good question.
MVS,
I feel like MVS can make a huge impact.
He just hit the mute button on you.
So let me ask you this question, James. And I like the Kansas City Chiefs and Big Red and Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, I've been supporting the Chiefs since day one. Are they better than Devontae Adams, Amari Cooper, Jarvis Landry, A.J. Brown, Tyreek Hill, Hollywood Brown, and Allen Robinson? Any of the ones that you just mentioned?
Maybe not better, but
Is
Allen Robinson behind Cooper Kupp going to make as big an impact as, like, MVS or Juju in Kansas City? As, like, guys is going to be might be the number one receiver. Not the number one target, because that's Kelce, but.
Yeah, no, you are right. You were right in that assessment, but Allen Robinson is a better wide receiver than those two combined. And when you look at it, he falls into a role that was occupied by Robert Woods after Robert Woods, OBJ. So he slides into that role. We saw what those guys was able to do for Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford. So there's a different impact. When you look at Kansas City, the guy is Kelce. Let's not get it twisted. They're going to force feed Kelce the football.
Yep.
So, you know, I hate to say that to you, break the news to you.
No, you don't. You don't hate to say
yeah,
it.
You don't. You know, I feel like you took great joy in that.
And he did at your expense. But he is right, because Kansas City made the choice between Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, and they chose Travis Kelce. Because guys like that don't grow on trees. Nothing against Tyreek Hill. That cheat has been unbelievable for Kansas City, but now he's going to try to do it in Miami without Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I mean, according to Tyreek Hill, I mean,
yeah,
they're doing crazy stuff down in Miami.
Yeah, speaking of Tyreek Hill, great transition by Jay Williams on Keyshawn Johnson, Freddie coming from Max Kellerman on Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2 presented by Progressive Insurance. Tyreek has not been shy on his podcast so far, especially in the last couple of weeks. On his podcast, it needed to be said, he talked about the offense of the Chiefs and the offense of the Dolphins with this quote: "That 2019 offense with the Chiefs was stupid. When I go out to practice each and every day, like I said, I see the same exact team. I swear, as far as explosion, as far as dynamic, we have the same weapons. Maybe even more. I'm not making this up. Like, our running back runs a 4.2, meaning a 4.2 second 40-yard dash, and that's crazy. It's a whole track meet back there. And when you add Mike McDaniel into calling plays, I know Andy Reid is great. But when you add McDaniel, it's crazy. The way he dials up plays and his play calling timing, I don't even know what to say. It's just crazy," end quote. I'm just going to leave it right there.
That sounds like something somebody would say on the podcast.
What?
In the offseason.
That's a good point. You're right.
Just saying.
He got touching into Draymond Green. He really did.
Yeah, I really don't know what Tyreek Hill is saying, though, Jay, to be honest with you.
That's what I'm saying. How are you going to compare Mike McDaniel to Big Red?
Well, it's not even season. Comparing Mike McDaniel. What play call has Mike McDaniel even called for the Dolphins in 2022?
That's my point.
The season
he hasn't even
started.
Called a play yet in the regular season.
The season hasn't started. So what are you talking about, Tyreek?
I mean, yeah. Frank, I'm okay with somebody hyping up their team,
sure.
Building up their team, saying,
no
look, I am a Super Bowl champion.
Now,
I understand that we're going to get ourselves, we're going to start talking about ourselves this way. But when you start going out of pocket about, you know, saying Mike McDaniel and Big Red in the same sentence, mm-hmm. you lost me.
Mm-hmm.
You lost
on top,
me.
On top of that,
it looks
this
insane.
Is why Eric Bieniemy can't get a job. Because you're talking about Andy Reid dialing up plays without Eric Bieniemy. So which one is it? Is Eric mm-hmm. Bieniemy calling the damn plays?
Mm-hmm.
Or is Andy Reid calling the plays, Tyreek? Come on now. I get... Look, man.
How much people can see this frustration on Keyshawn's face hearing this from somebody who is playing his position?
But though, Key, I get it, but I kind of like it, though, right? Because I kind of feel like for T. Hill, and I'm not agreeing with it, but there's a part of me that likes it because there is something to prove. And there is a chip on this dude's shoulder. And there's a chip on Tua's shoulder. And how will he handle that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes it's like, as a teammate, it may not sound rational to the public because maybe it doesn't make sense, but internally to your locker room, it's like, yo, I'm a ride or die kind of dude.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah, I tried. Yeah, it didn't work?
Okay. No, I heard what you said.
Because not even to your locker room does it make sense because they're not stupid, okay? They're not stupid. Tyreek Hill to Tyreek Hill in 2019. Tua and Patrick Mahomes in 2019 to 2022. Kelsey, what is it? How do you say it? Gesicki?
Mike Gesicki.
Yeah.
But Gesicki the tight end. Nice tight end, Gesicki is. But it's Travis damn Kelsey.
I hear you, but I didn't take that
Jalen Waddle averaged like 9 yards a catch.
He's going to keep going down the list.
Oh, he is.
Compared to Sammy Watkins. Stop.
But, Key, I didn't feel like he was saying that their offense is going to be better than Kansas City. I just feel like he was trying to instill confidence in the weapons that this offense has in place.
Now, Jay, I'm going to ask.
Let's hear the sound again. Run it
no,
back.
I'm going to ask Freddie
sure.
Coleman to read it to you
okay.
again.
Read it. I'm not going to read like Tyreek Hill said, but I'll read it. This is what he said. By the way, Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. Tyreek Hill has not been shy in the offseason. This is what happens when you get your bag and you believe that you can be the leader of the team because right now the Miami Dolphins don't have that leader. They don't have that leader quarterback. They got a brand new head coach. So Tyreek Hill is taking it upon himself, in my opinion, that I'm leading this team. This is how I feel about Tua Tagovailoa, because he even said that Tua Tagovailoa, not too long ago, is as accurate or more accurate than Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City. So he goes from that, Jay.
But is that the leadership that the Miami Dolphins need?
No, this is not the leadership that they need. I'm saying that's what Tyreek Hill is doing, in my opinion.
Okay.
So he doubles down from that, where people looked at him cross-eyed saying, dude, really? Have you not seen these two play? Then he says this on his podcast, and I quote, This 2019 offense with the Chiefs was stupid. It was stupid back then. When I go out to practice each and every day, like I said, I see the same exact team. I swear. As far as explosive, as far as dynamic, we have the same weapons.
Okay, maybe stop there. More.
Okay, I'll stop right there.
All right, he, so stop right there. I swear, this as far as explosive,
got it. Yep.
We have the same weapons.
Yep, yep. Maybe even more.
I retract
maybe
my statement.
Even more. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to clean that up for you, Jay.
Thanks, yeah. You know, because, Key, when you hear something, you're trying to make it into something else, and then you realize you can't.
And I get it, Jay, where you're coming from, because Tyreek Hill is taking that approach. And as someone who played the point guard position, and Key, you know about being a leadership guy at USC and in the National Football League, sometimes guys feel the need to step ahead of their space. And
nah,
I believe that's what Tyreek Hill's doing. I'm not.
Nor did I.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about where Jay Will's coming from.
I'm never going to understand
it. It doesn't make sense to me either. It doesn't make sense to Jay Will. He's just trying to explain what Tyreek Hill's trying to do.
I'm never going to say that Anthony Pleasant was the same as Simeon Rice when we won the Super Bowl. I'm just never going to say that. I'm sorry. And I love AP to death, but I'm not going to say that because I know better. You're right, I know better.
He's like, wait a minute, hold on a second. Yeah, Jay, I heard that. That's what he said, but this is what I heard.
Yeah, that's why I asked you. I was like, please, can you say the quote over again? Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and look, and I understand what Tyreek is doing. And sometimes, look, no matter how your relationship is with your team that you leave from, there's always something there that when you leave, you feel a certain way. And you start to open up those feelings, as Tyreek Hill has been doing since he landed in Miami, talking about his old team and how his new team in certain situations may feel, ooh, look at that route, may feel a little bit better.
Key, you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of somebody who decided to get away from their ex and still talks about them because they still miss
them. Yeah, Jay.
Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill may look at the Miami team and say, man, I hope it can be the same way with the second wife like it was with the first wife, because that first wife was pretty damn good. With Patrick Mahomes and calling plays, we won a Super Bowl and got to another Super Bowl. Tyreek Hill looks at Kansas City and said, man, I hope the new missus can be as good as the old missus, because if it's not, that money's the only thing that's going to make him feel better at night if this offense is, and it's not going to be anywhere near what he left when it comes to Kansas City.
Well, he's in Miami, so he's got a lot of choices.
Key, like I said,
football, is it?
This is great when it's July. I'm trying to see 5 or 6 games into the season when those routes that he runs, he doesn't get those targets the same way.
Well, he's got a fair catch the
then
football.
Then I want to hear what he has to say on those podcasts.
Yeah. All you got to do is text me. Or if you're sitting next to me, ask me, and I'll be able to assess it and give you a true answer. Trust me. I speak receiver.
Yes, you do. Tyreek Hill speaking Tyreek, and a lot of people wondering, what the heck is he saying? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2, brought to you by Mako. Scratches, dents, and dings on your car. When life throws you uh-ohs, just say, better get Mako. Go to Mako.com today. Let's go from Tyreek and his noise and the Dolphins to Kirk Cousins and the Vikings.
This is ESPN Radio's NFL Two-A-Days, the Minnesota Vikings.
With the 32nd pick, the Minnesota Vikings select Lewis Cine, defensive back, Georgia.
If there is any player in the NFL who has done the leverage game right, it's Kirk Cousins. To the tune of $231.7 million in career earnings, which will be his by the end of the 2023 season, and he's only had to win one playoff game to earn that mark.
Mm-mm. Key, do you actually believe, because I know they've been trying to say it in Minnesota, man, Aaron Rodgers having Davante Adams, it's not going to be seen in Green Bay Packers team. This Vikings team could be ready if the Packers slip in the NFC North. I'm not buying it. Where are you standing with that?
I don't know anything about Kevin O'Connell, the new head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. I certainly knew Zim, who was a former coach there, who's no longer there. So I don't know what this team is going to be all about. I really don't. When I look at this team, they lose some players. They add some players. It'll be interesting to see. Kirk Cousins, is Jefferson, If a healthy Thielen is available, we already know what Dalvin Cook is on the offensive side of the ball. Anthony Barr's no longer there. They start off the first three out of four games tough. Tough. When you talk about the Packers and going to the Eagles and, well, the Lions, who knows what that'll be, but they go to the Saints. The Saints come to them. So it'll be interesting to see what those first three to four games look like for them during the season, and that'll tell you a lot in the first half of the season.
I do give them some credit. I mean, getting Za'Darius Smith away from the Packers this offseason, I think definitely helps and bolsters their defense. That's been the one side of things that you always question. And also for Kirk Cousins, it feels like this roster, when you look at, I mean, Thielen, Justin Jefferson, the pieces that they have, Dalvin Cook. They have all the talent that you need. It just, you wonder if Kirk has that next level to him to not just be a stable quarterback, but to be next level. But it feels like if there was a year to do it, Key, I feel like, I don't know why, I feel like, how many years have we said that?
Every year
we say it about him.
To take the next level at this stage of his career, he is what he is. Now, you know, he made a boatload of money. He has made a boatload of money and will continue until the end of 2023. He is a decent, okay quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The team around him needs to be better. And if they can become better, then he is serviceable enough to get the job done. But the team has to be better. If you drop Kirk Cousins in a better team, then they may find themselves doing something. I don't know that the team is good.
This is all incumbent upon Dalvin Cook. It is. If he's great, then Kirk Cousins will be better. If he's not, if he's less than what we've seen and puts more pressure on Kirk Cousins, that's not going to end well for Minnesota. Hmm. It really, really isn't. And with the new coaching staff too?
I don't think Kirk Cousins is bad. I just don't think he's great.
Right, and that's why I said Dalvin Cook needs to be that. He needs to be that because, to your point, Keyshawn, when you have a great quarterback, everybody else raises their level to him. We've seen that with great quarterbacks. When you're an average guy and you play average, then everybody else has to play above that. And that can't happen if you're going to be a successful quarterback or a successful team in the NFL. And Kirk Cousins has shown he can be good, but he can never, ever be great. How the word Cook had a lot of people talking about Ja Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies. That's next from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. This is ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.